Hey everybody, it's Doug Schauf with the Make Maine Your Home team over at RE/MAX Oceanside. So you're sitting around, you're in your house, you're looking around going, I wonder what this thing is worth. Today we're going to talk about how to find the value for your property. But if you are considering selling in the next 6 months, you probably want more accurate numbers. If you're just curious, you know, you can get a range. But we're going to jump in. We're going to show you how to find the value of your property all pretty much for free. You're going to want to stick around all the way to the end because the tips that we give and the tricks and all that kind of stuff, very valuable. So let's do this. All right, so here's the thing, guys. Here in Maine, you know, it's like you look online, maybe Zillow or some other websites, and it gives you, hey, this is what your home is worth. And then, you know, you talk to your neighbor and they're like, this is what's happening. And then you go to the town and you look at your tax assessed value and all these numbers are totally different. And you're like, what's what? We're going to kind of give you really three main ways to figure out your home's value, because especially places like Zillow and other websites that give you the value, like Zillow, I think calls it a Zestimate. While they're getting better, the data is there and it is getting better. But here in Maine, those computerized values can be all over the place and they change quite a bit. Even day to day, you can check it today. It'll be one number. Tomorrow will be a different number. And that's how it goes. But here in Maine, because we're so spread out, we're in a lot of places were rural, so it's like these numbers are not 100% accurate. But again, we're going to give you three main ways to find out your home's value and be pretty accurate on it. Okay, so step one in this process is really a little bit about educating yourself on what has sold in the area. What I want you to do is look at what is actually sold. Maybe not necessarily what's on the market, although you can look at those just to have some fun and see that. But until it sells, it's not a true comparable, you know, to your home. What you want to try to find is any, you know, something that is sold within 6 months, if possible, within a year, depending on if you're rural and there's not a lot of sales in your area. You do want to try to stay in your own town. And the way you can check these things are, again, websites like Zillow, Redfin, there's a bunch of other things. Realtor.com has a lot of sold data, might be hard to find and all that. You can go to your town hall. Most towns, you can either go in or go on their website and they will have sales information there. Again, it's a little bit hard to hunt down, but you're going to also want to be able to compare those sales to your house based on like square footage, condition, neighborhood, lot size, bathrooms, garages, you know, the whole nine yards. So that's one thing, is kind of start to educate yourself on what has sold in your immediate area and in the immediate time frame within the last year. Now, step two is also a little bit of education, kind of learning and understanding what drives the values here in Maine. In real estate anywhere, of course, location, location, location is the biggest deal. If you're in a hot spot, if you're in a good location, your property's going to be prime. Proximity the coast or a lake or any kind of water frontage or wilderness here in Maine can really bring your value up or down depending on how far you are from these things. Condition is a big deal. You know, if it's in really rough condition, you know, your value could be lower. If it's in pristine condition, you know, it can be higher, of course. Whether it has a garage or finished basement, you know, square footage is huge in real estate. And if you can maximize your square footage in places like the basement where there's already a structure there, easy to finish, not as much as doing in addition or finishing a garage or something like that, those things can really add a lot of value. Land size and zoning. If you have a lot of land and it would allow for another unit like an ADU, we've done videos on ADU so you can check those out. But here in Maine, ADUs are very popular. And if you can do that on your property, that can add a lot of value, you know, or subtract value depending on how you look at it. But you're going to want to understand those things so you're educated and know what you're talking about, what you're looking at when it comes to looking at a value report, which is what we're going to talk about next. So hey guys, before we jump into talking about value reports and all that stuff, I did want to remind everybody that we're real estate brokers here in the state of Maine. And if you are curious about the value of your house, we can certainly help you with that. Or if you're looking to purchase something, if you're looking to move here, we can absolutely help you out with that and would be honored to help you. And also, when it comes to our YouTube channel, thank you so much for watching, but please hit subscribe and that little bell so you'll be notified when our episodes come out every week. We enjoy talking about Maine and educating people about Maine, and we'd love it if you subscribe. You can always unsubscribe if you don't like it, but please hit that button. All right, so step three, like I said, we're going to talk about a value report. We call it a CMA, comparative market analysis. The best thing to do is call a real estate broker, which, like I said, we are a real estate broker and we can help you with that. But we love doing CMAs for people. I mean, there's honestly, even if whether you're looking to sell or not, it's a great phone call or email for us to get when somebody says, hey, we're just curious what our home value is. Can you stop by and check out the house and all that kind of stuff? So the first thing we do, ideally, we'd love to come by and just take a look at everything. You can kind of give give us the nickel tour, I call it, you know, tell us what you've updated, blah, blah, blah. If that's not possible, we can always do a drive-by and pull information from the town to get those things together. But what we do for a CMA is really what we talked about in step one and step two, except we do it on a professional basis and we have the information readily available to us as brokers. Through the MLS system, we can look up what has sold very easily in your neighborhood or in your town within the last year, and we can really kind of hone in on the data because we know what we're looking for, whereas you're going to fumble around a little bit trying to find that information. We can find that. We do it all the time, so we can jump in and really hone in on that and make sure we're finding good comparable properties. And then we take those properties, ideally we find three or four of them that are similar, and then we make all sorts of what adjustments, you know, like let's say your property is better condition, so we're just going to add some to this property to bring it up, you know what I mean? Or let's say this property has a garage and yours doesn't, so now we got to subtract some. You know, that's the type of thing that we do, similar to an appraisal, although we're not appraisers, but it's similar to that. We're able to make those kind of adjustments. And then once we have everything kind of evened out, the computer's going to spit out all sorts of great data for us. Not just the value of your house, but it's going to give a little bit of a range. It's going to tell us what maybe a recommended listing price is if you are considering selling. And it's going to give some great data as far as like average days on market, meaning how long does it take properties to sell in the area. All valuable information for you if you are thinking about selling. Or if you're just curious, it's kind of fun information to have. So I highly recommend that. We personally don't charge anything for this. I don't know if there's any brokers out there that do, but like I said, we love it. We love getting that call because if you ever do decide to sell, you know, hopefully our CMA is sitting there on your table and you think of us to call us. But to us, it's a lot of fun to do these things and we would love it. Don't feel like you're wasting anybody's time because we actually really do like to do it. So even after you get this CMA, a lot of the data can still be somewhat confusing. What we recommend is maybe having us come over and go through it with you. You know, if you don't have that sort of time, we can send over like an email, maybe with a video kind of talking through a couple of the data points. But it's really good to understand that. And then we also get a lot of questions like, what kind of work should I do to my house? Like, how much is a heat pump going to add to the value? Or, you know, should I redo the kitchen before I sell and all that kind of stuff? We can answer those questions for you. There are answers. And sometimes it's like, don't do that. If you're looking to sell very soon, don't do a huge remodel. But sometimes we do recommend doing a little bit of work and we could talk that through and show you what kind of value you'll get out of those projects. So really, guys, when we look at the value of your home, like a lot of the little details matter to get you an accurate number. I mean, can you just look at the online things, you know, and maybe educate yourself on what is sold and look at Zillow and know the market and all that stuff? Yes, absolutely. But if you really want a solid, accurate value, the CMA route, calling a real estate broker to do that for you, in my opinion, is really the best way to go because it's going to give you an accurate representation of what your home is really worth and answer a lot of questions. You know, we're the professionals. We're the ones that can give you that accurate information. If we're going to do it for free, why not? You know, you might as well take that. But anyway, hopefully this was helpful. If you got any questions or comments, comment below. We'd love to interact with you about this. And remember, if you make a man your home, you don't have to do it alone. Hey, come here. Hey, YouTube thinks you're going to like one of these videos. So click on it and let me know what you think. And remember, come back again soon because we do a video every Friday.